This is URN.
The EU is pushing for a 40% quota for women on company boards, and proposals from the European Commission would compel businesses to positively discriminate when hiring new executives. The purpose of this is to address the slow progress to gender equality in the senior ranks of publicly listed businesses. Under the proposals, companies whose non-executive directors are more than 60% male will be required to prioritise women when candidates of equal merit were being considered for a post. Previous attempts by the EU's executive to set a 40% goal for women in the top ranks of listed companies has been blocked by Germany, the Netherlands and Sweden over fears that Brussels was overreaching into domestic affairs. Hungary and Poland have opposed the move on ideological grounds. Currently, women make up 29% of recruits to UK boards in 2016, down from 32.1% in 2014 and 31.6% in 2012, according to research. The proportion of women on the boards of the largest listed companies across the EU has more than doubled, from 10% in 2005 to 22% in 2015. However, women account for only 7% of board chairs and presidents and 6% of chief executives in the largest companies. The Commissioner for Justice and Gender Equality told The Guardian, "The women have a very good talent for long-term, sensible spending and for crisis solving because they can come up with proposals for negotiation and compromise. It is a necessary balance for the approach of men." So my first question to the panel is that, so in this article, this states that it's positive discrimination. However, in your opinion, is all discrimination always negative, or is, in this case, is this positive?
I think I'm kind of split in my opinion to this article, because in some ways I think something does need to be done to make sure that more women are actually reaching the highest positions in companies, because there's many reasons why they don't. But I think having more women in leading positions in companies will be like a cycle of positivity, because then they'll be able to change rules in terms of like maternity leave, you know, part-time flexible management jobs and things like that. So I think having more women in the roles will then be able to change legislation and push forward changes that can make it easier for women to have these high profile and really demanding jobs that often they're either put off by because of the amount of time when they've got their own families and things like that, or because they're not getting the jobs because of discrimination. So I think in that way it's good, but I think that I'm not sure if I believe that two candidates, if they've got equal, you know, talents, equal CVs and things like that, I don't think it's fair to then automatically give it to the woman, because that means the loss of a job for a man simply because he's of the wrong gender. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I actually agree with what Kat's saying. I think we do have to be careful that we don't, you know, cross the bridge into having like men discriminated against us because we think that women need more jobs. I mean, equally so, women are frequently subjected to subtle discrimination by both sexes. Like, they might be discriminated because a company thinks a woman's going to get pregnant, even if they're not pregnant. They might just be passed on a job just because they think, oh, she's going to take maternity leave in a couple of years' time, so let's give the job to the male, since he can run the company for a few more years. I do think we need to work something out as a society, whether we give more work leave to a male or equal work leave to a male and female, so that both genders aren't discriminated, they'll be in equal positions. I just think we have to be quite careful here that it doesn't turn the tables on the other gender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a... Kat raised a really good point, which is that when there is an equality in the candidates you're looking at, is attempting to quash discrimination towards one discriminating towards the other? Because in any circumstance, if it's a man versus a woman who have literally identical CVs, it becomes kind of disregarding any previous discrimination, any reasons to kind of launch a campaign of positive discrimination in hiring for this job. It's a matter, I think, of is it fair to disregard one person's CV because they're a man, or likewise because they're a woman? It works both ways. The principle of positive discrimination is to try and tackle past problems of discrimination. But if we go forward by discriminating against one candidate because the other has previously been discriminated against, then we're launching kind of another campaign of discrimination against those who previously weren't discriminated against. I think it's a kind of an almost unsolvably contentious area, because we're looking at two different kinds of discrimination. Do we launch more discrimination, or do we go back and start doing what we were doing before? And obviously there are further solutions than that. I'm simplifying a much more complex issue, but I think that's, in my mind, one of the main issues with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and in my opinion, I know if I had gone to a job interview and managed to get through all the stages and then only got the job because on the grounds of my gender, I feel like that would be quite disheartening. So moving on to the next question. It says in the article that Germany, the Netherlands and Sweden rejected this kind of quota over fears that the EU was kind of overreaching too much into domestic affairs. So in your opinion, is the EU right to kind of tell businesses who to hire or not to hire, or should the EU just have kind of let been kept out of it and businesses for them to decide by themselves?
Well, I think I can't remember the figure exactly that you said in the first article summary, but something like 29% of managing directors.
Yeah, 29%.
29%. So that there's obviously something that needs to be done. This is nowhere near equality in terms of having like a balance of genders in roles. So I think by outright denying the EU's sort of suggestion of how to overcome this issue is not, it's not productive. And I think it could be altered to make it better in terms of just making more rules to make it easier for women to have a job and a personal life and a family and things like that, rather than saying they're going to automatically get a job if against a man and they're of the same quality, because that's, for me, probably going to lead to more resentment and ideas that then they didn't, they're not worthy to have that job, they're only there to sort of fill a quota and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I think we do have to bear in mind though that some workplaces more men do just happen to apply. It's not always because they're discrimination against women. It just happens to be the case that men are more suited for the job or they prefer to work in that sort of environment. I mean, we can already see that at universities with some degrees being heavily subscribed to men. And for instance, psychology, that's heavily subscribed to women. So I think there is a bit of that gender divide just through pure coincidence and skills that are inhibited in within us. I mean, I remember studying psychology last year and it was definitely clear that some skills are for women than men, but that definitely shouldn't stop a woman or a man trying another skill. But I think we do need to bear in mind that sometimes we can't get an equal variety of gender across the board of all companies.
I think sometimes as well, I don't know, I don't have the facts to sort of back this up, but I've been told many times that if a job application goes out for a certain role, let's just say it was a managerial role, that if a male applicant has some of the qualities but maybe not all of the experience, they would be more likely to put themselves forward to it because they think, well, I can do some of those things, whereas a more feminine perspective would be to say, well, I can't do all of those things, so maybe I won't apply. So before you even get to the application stage and you've got the two candidates, there's almost a worry in like women restricting themselves, putting them forward for positions because they don't think that they're either going to get it or they're not going to be capable of it. So there's also a changing of attitudes in terms of confidence and belief in their own ability.
Well, do you think that's what we should be focusing on then? Maybe it's more important to change how individuals looking for a job and individuals choosing candidates for a job perceive those applying to be what would qualify one for a job and in fact prevent them from doing so. Maybe the attitude toward that should be changed. It shouldn't necessarily be that people have to hire someone because they're either sex. It should, I think, be a matter of let's change the attitude so people aren't deterred from applying somewhere because they're either sex.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Like it says in the article that the Commissioner for Justice and Gender for the EU said that women have a good talent for kind of long-term sensible spending, which is in comparison to men who just attack and escape. So I think from that, we can tell that there is kind of like a preconception.
This is URN.